This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Renee Montaigne. And there's been some progress in the effort to plug that oil leak in the Gulf of Mexico. British Petroleum says it has stopped one of the three leaks. The company is also moving a containment vessel out to the site of the spill in hopes of capturing the spewing oil. NPR's Larry Abramson reports from the Louisiana coast.
BP says it has installed a valve on the leaking pipes that allowed the company to seal off one of three separate leaks. The flow of oil remains just as strong as before, but closing off one of the holes will make it easier to stop the spill with what's known as a cofferdam. BP has constructed a huge 157,000-pound box and sent it out to the well by ship. BP wants to use that box to cover up the well and trap the oil as it emerges. Then they'll pump it up to waiting vessels. But BP executive Doug Suttles says this is still a very risky maneuver that's never been tried before in mile-deep water.
You can imagine we're landing a very, very large metal building onto the seafloor to capture the flow. And this has to be done very precisely at a depth of 5,000 feet, so it's a very complex task.
There are still few signs the oil is actually reaching shore, but federal officials are washing up on the beaches in great numbers. Interior Secretary Ken Salazar was here on Wednesday, and a whole raft of cabinet secretaries and other officials will be touring the Gulf Coast in the coming days to check seafood inspection and oil containment efforts. With the oil hanging offshore for days, there is little to do, it appears, aside from inspecting the inspectors. Meanwhile, the Gulf Coast has been transformed from an oil and fish economy to an oil spill economy. The small towns in Plaquemines Parish teem with newly arrived environmentalists, reporters, and officials. Some environmentalists are hoping the potential disaster will help raise awareness about the dangers of drilling. Frederick Hauge is president of the Bellona Foundation, which is based in Norway. He's been hiring boats and helicopters and taking journalists out for rides to see this spill up close.
Then we're also going to take samples to see if we can get more knowledge about what kind of chemicals they are spraying, because BP refused to tell us what's really in this and referred to trade secrets, and I think that's completely unacceptable.
For fishermen idled by closed fishing grounds, these boat tours are a welcome source of cash. At the same time, other locals are looking for cash from BP, which is hiring cleanup crews. These workers gathered in Venice, Louisiana, were under strict instructions.
We're not allowed to talk to reporters.
Many did say they are idled fishermen hoping to make a little money. Nearby, a flotilla of airboats was revving up, getting ready for an inspection tour. Carl Childs works with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration in Seattle. He rode behind the airboats in his own boat.
Our job is to go out and assess the shoreline for oiling and then guide the cleanup crews once the oil has hit shore.
Have you been out there already?
Yeah, we were out yesterday.
Are you seeing much?
We haven't seen any oiling yet.
Many fishermen are worried about their futures and the future of this sportsman's paradise, as the Louisiana coast is frequently referred to. But for the short term, some businesses here aren't feeling any pain at all.
Business has been great.
Stephanie Cubbage is assistant manager of the Lighthouse Lodge in Venice, Louisiana. She says ordinarily at this time, her brightly colored inn is full of fishermen. They have canceled and been replaced by Coast Guard personnel and reporters. Stephanie Cubbage admits she has raised her rates, like many places down this coast. It costs a lot to deal with the crowd, she says. Cubbage herself comes from a fishing family. She says asking people here to give up fishing or to give up oil drilling would be awfully tough.
It would be very hard. It'd be like throwing a cat in water and expecting him to survive.
For the time being, the people in this area are surviving by adapting to a new reality. Larry Abramson, NPR News, on the Gulf Coast of Louisiana.